It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. Embassy in Belgrade is not open for business today. It was set on fire by Serbian protesters yesterday. They were unhappy that the U.S. effectively endorsed the loss of a Serbian province, Kosovo, which declared independence. The targets of the protest included the U.S. Ambassador Cameron Munter.
We have decided today to close the embassy because of the extensive damage that the embassy received in the attack that took place yesterday.
So where did you go?
We went to other places, such as our homes and other places around Belgrade.
Not to get too specific, but are you not wanting to disclose precisely where you're working now for safety reasons?
I'm the bunker with Dick Cheney.
Well, now, before you went into the bunker, so to speak, what was the last 24 hours like?
It was difficult because even though we knew that there would be this large manifestation, which was mostly peaceful, we had also had an experience last Sunday that what we term hooligans or protesters attacked our embassy. At that time, we received excellent protection from the Serbian police, and there was only minimal damage to our chancery on Sunday. Yesterday, we received very insufficient protection, even though this was a big day and there were a lot of people in, not only we, but the German, the British, a number of embassies in our neighborhood were hit by mobs, and we were not satisfied with the protection that the police gave us.
Now, a reporter who was on the scene yesterday said that eventually Serbian police came and cleared things out after a couple of hours. You weren't satisfied with the speed of that response?
No, we believe that because it was clear that this was a time of risk, because we had been in close touch with the police through the week with excellent ties with the senior members of the Serbian police, we had expected that we would get the same coverage and the same protection that we got on Sunday. In fact, we did not. And it took 30 minutes or more for the police to show up, during which time one of the protesters was burned to death in a fire set by the protesters on the premises of our embassy.
Well, then, do you believe that the Serbian government was sending you a message?
No, it's too hard for us to tell that. This was a day in which there were 200,000 to 300,000 people on the streets. The police may have judged that they had to deal with it in a different way. So I think the charitable explanation would be that they made a tactical mistake. There are those who speculate that this may have been the case. We simply don't know.
How much danger was your staff in?
We had closed the embassy at noon because we believed that there was a possibility that there might be an attack on the embassy following up on what had happened on Sunday. So the only people in the embassy at the time of the attack yesterday were our Marines and our security personnel, who acquitted themselves with great restraint and very heroically.
Ambassador, what does it mean that a few years ago there was a situation in Belgrade where thousands and thousands of people supported the ouster of the former president, Slobodan Milosevic, which is something that the United States was certainly in favor of, and now you have a situation where hundreds of thousands of people seem to be protesting against the United States over Kosovo?
Well, I think the two things are, you know, very, very different. It's a complex problem where people who were against Milosevic certainly can also be for keeping Kosovo. We don't happen to believe, we don't happen to agree that the Serbian insistence on denying Kosovo independence is the right policy. We disagree with the Serbians about this, and that's why we've recognized independence there. But you can be a democratic person and believe that you can disagree with us. We are not in a position where we're somehow angry at the Serbs over Kosovo. But we are angry that in the aftermath of that the government here was not able to give us the proper protection.
Cameron Munter is the U.S. ambassador to Serbia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.